Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Monday, February the 18th, the Vatican gives details of an upcoming summit on the protection of minors. Four Indian soldiers have been killed in Kashmir days after the worst attack in decades rocked the disputed region. And Pope Francis at Mass at the Casa Santa Marta reflects on the episode of Cain and Abel. In the Vatican, I'm Lydia O'Kane. A press conference was held at the Holy See press office on Monday, giving details of the upcoming protection of minors in the church meeting, which is due to begin on Thursday. During his Angelus in St. Peter's Square on Sunday, the Pope said he wanted the meeting to be an act of strong pastoral responsibility in the face of an urgent challenge of our time. The summit would include plenary sessions, working groups, moments of common prayer, listening to testimonies, a penitential liturgy and a final Eucharistic celebration. Pope Francis will be present for the entire duration of the meeting and has entrusted Father Federico Lombardi with the task of moderating the plenary sessions. Among those attending Monday's briefing was Maltese Archbishop Charles Scicluna, who said the 3 days will be dedicated to responsibility, accountability and transparency.
The 3 days will be dedicated, the first one to responsibility, the second to accountability, the third to transparency. These are values, these are important aspects of good governance, of good stewardship when it comes to prevention of abuse and safeguarding of our children. And it's also about making the church the safe place it should be. So people need to be on the same page with the Holy Father, who has so many times spoken in a very clear, unequivocal way that this is a no-go area if not you're going to be responsible. And I think that coming together with the Holy Father as church leadership, in the same room, discussing for 3 days on this topic, is in itself an important experience. And I would like also to thank the media for their interest in this topic, not only from the journalistic point of view, but I would also like to thank the media for so many investigative stories that have brought this topic to where it should belong. So I have always been struck by a phrase from the film Spotlight, where the journalists realized that they were also part of a system, but then they become part of a solution. And I think we need to say thank you to all the media who have helped the church come to awareness and also bring the stories, the narratives of so many victims to light.
Four Indian soldiers have been killed in Kashmir days after the worst attack in decades rocked the disputed region. Nathan Morley reports.
Tensions between India and her neighbour Pakistan seem to be frostier than ever. The soldiers, including one major, were killed during a search operation in the Pulwama district earlier today. The army also said two terrorists were killed in the incident. Earlier on Monday, Pakistan called back its envoy from New Delhi for consultations, thus reciprocating a similar move by India last week. On Friday, the Indian Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, promised a strong response to a suicide attack in Indian Kashmir, which killed more than 40 security personnel. Now, India is threatening the complete isolation of Pakistan, along with curtailing existing trade privileges. The attack, which targeted an Indian military convoy, caused outrage across the country. It's believed that the Jaish al-Mohammed group carried out the atrocity. For his part, Mr. Modi warned Pakistan against creating instability in India by failing to control the militant group, which is based on Pakistan soil. Pakistan said it was concerned about the bombing, but rejected any claim that it was actually responsible for it. For Vatican News, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Poland pulled out of a planned summit in Israel after Israel's acting foreign minister said on Monday that many Poles had collaborated with the Nazis in World War II and shared responsibility for the Holocaust. Stefan Boss reports.
The head of the Polish Prime Minister's office has confirmed that Mateusz Morawiecki will not attend the Visegrad Group meeting in Israel to protest against remarks made by Israeli leaders. The official Michal Dworczyk says in recent days there have been several false accusations against the Polish state and the Polish nation. These statements were partially denied and there was an apology issued for some of them. But these led to further false accusations against the actions of Poles during the Second World War, which neither the Polish state nor the Polish nation accepts. Prime Minister Morawiecki is very sensitive to these false accusations against Poland and Poles, and hence the decision that is being taken. He refers to comments by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said last week that during World War II, in his words, Poles cooperated with the Nazis. Netanyahu's office said he was initially misquoted as saying the Poles, which would suggest the whole Polish nation was wrong. The Polish government first summoned the Israeli ambassador on Friday, but said it was not satisfied with the explanation of the Israeli leader being misquoted. Adding to the tensions were remarks Sunday by Israel's acting foreign minister, Israel Katz, who told Israeli television that, in his words, Poles sucked anti-Semitism with their mother's milk. Poland's government's outrage over these comments was backed by Jewish leaders in Poland. They said Monday they are offended by the words of Israel's acting foreign minister. In a statement, they said accusing all Poles of anti-Semitism slighted thousands of Poles honored by Israel's Holocaust Memorial Center, Yad Vashem, for helping Jews during the Holocaust. Poland was the first country occupied by Adolf Hitler's regime and never had a collaborating government. Members of Poland's resistance and government in exile struggled to warn the world about the mass killings of Jews, and thousands of Poles risked their lives to help Jews. However, Holocaust researchers have also collected evidence of Polish villagers who murdered Jews fleeing the Nazis, or Polish blackmailers who preyed on the Jews for financial gain. Israel's prime minister was still expected to hold bilateral meetings with the other three members of the Visegrad Group, who include the leaders of Hungary, Czech Republic and Slovakia. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
US President Donald Trump's demand that European countries take back their citizens fighting in Syria is receiving a mixed reaction as nations pondered how to bring homegrown Islamic State extremists to trial. Meanwhile, the International Rescue Committee says more than 60 people have died in recent weeks after making their way out of the last area controlled by the Islamic State group in eastern Syria. Seven Labour lawmakers quit on Monday in the United Kingdom over leader Jeremy Corbyn's approach to Brexit and a row over anti-Semitism, saying Britain's main opposition party had been hijacked by the machine politics of the hard left. In a direct challenge to Corbyn, the seven centrist MPs said they were courting others from across Parliament to join their group, saying enough is enough in keeping silent over their doubts about the Labour leader's fitness for office. Corbyn expressed his disappointment that the group had left. Ireland is spending hundreds of millions of euro on preparing for a no-deal Brexit, which would be a crazy outcome of 3 years of EU-UK negotiations, Ireland's Foreign Minister Simon Coveney said on Monday. Coveney said the European Union wanted to find ways to help UK parliamentary ratification of the Brexit deal, but that lawmakers' asks needed to be reasonable. He said the bloc would not remove the contentious Irish border backstop from the deal to replace it with wishful thinking solutions or accept a fixed time limit on the insurance measure. Nicaraguan Cardinal Leopold Brenz accompanied business leaders at the weekend to a meeting with President Daniel Ortega to discuss the impact of Nicaragua's political crisis. Jean-Patrick Lovett has more.
The Nicaraguan crisis began in April 2018 when protests erupted after the government announced proposals to reform the social services of the country, in particular the proposal to raise income taxes and cut state pensions. Demonstrations across the country in response to these reforms left at least 26 people dead. Repeated efforts to negotiate an end to the crisis have been frustrated by further demonstrations, rioting, censorship of TV news stations, and the resignation of at least one head of the National Police Force. Cardinal Leopold Brenes, who is Archbishop of Managua, described the meeting with the president as positive and confirmed that concerns raised by himself and the business leaders were addressed. The cardinal, who was accompanied by the apostolic nuncio, said the Nicaraguan government needs to comply with the regulations of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. After the meeting, Bishop Silvio Baez, auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of Managua, explained to journalists that this first meeting represents an opportunity to further explore the way ahead for future discussions. Bishop Baez said, "It is important not to forget the requirements of a true dialogue. We must be people of hope and appreciate the small steps. Not everything is achieved at one time," he said, "but it must be a dialogue where the whole of society is represented." The bishop added how the democratization of Nicaragua is the primary objective and that the first of all requisites is the liberation of political prisoners, including students and journalists.
Pope Francis celebrated Mass Monday morning at the Casa Santa Marta in the Vatican and reflected on the episode of Cain and Abel from the Book of Genesis. Robin Gomes has more.
Commenting on the episode of Cain and Abel, Pope Francis explained that mankind, like Cain, often attempts to give evasive answers to God's uncomfortable and embarrassing questions with regard to our neighbors, such as, "What have I got to do with my brother's life? Am I his keeper?" and "I wash my hands of him."
Dov'è tuo fratello? Non so, ma tuo fratello affamato.
The Pope went on to explain how Jesus also asked some uncomfortable questions. He asked Peter 3 times whether he loved him. He asked his disciples what people said about him and what they themselves thought about him. Pope Francis said today the Lord asks each one of us some personal questions, such as, "Where is your brother who is hungry?" To save our skin, we answer, "Surely he's at lunch with the parish Caritas group that is feeding him." "What about the other, the sick?" "Oh, well, he's in the hospital." "But there's no place in the hospital. And by the way, did you give him some medicine?" "Well, that's his business. I cannot meddle in the life of others. And so I wash my hands of him." The Holy Father urged each one of us to put a name to each of those that the Lord mentions in chapter 25 of Matthew's Gospel. The sick, the hungry, the thirsty, those without clothes, the little one who cannot go to school, the drug addict, the prisoner, and ask where he is.
Dov'è tuo fratello nel tuo cuore? C'è posto per questa gente nel nostro cuore?
The Pope said questions are constantly being asked of us. Where is your brother in your heart? Is there room for these people in our hearts? Or do we try to calm our conscience by giving some alms? Perhaps we don't notice these things, these sufferings, these pains, the Pope said, and urged Christians not to hide from reality, but to answer openly, faithfully, and joyfully to the questions of the Lord about our brothers and sisters. I'm Robin Gomes.
That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, be sure to visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. Many thanks goes to our studio team in the Vatican. Thank you for joining us.